With me now for my edition of Farmer Friday, I've got Corey Vandenhoevel over there in the greater Wapcheer area. Of course, Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Corey, welcome in again here to KIIC.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and a great big shout-out to what you guys were doing last Friday with the state boys wrestling, and then prior to that, the girls wrestling, and all the coverage you guys do. I want to make sure to mention that for you guys, so thank you.
Thank you for that shout-out as well, and of course, KIIC is the sports leader in Southern Iowa, and giving that information back to the folks, our listeners, is always a pleasure. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what things transpired on the Vandenhoevel Ranch there for field work after the harvest was done in the fall.
For fall field work, We do an awful lot of vertical tilling, as they call it, on some corn stalks going back to soybeans. So we get a chance to run over there and help decay and maybe level up a few fields with a vertical till. We do plant some corn on corn, and that requires a little bit more aggressive tillage. So we were able to get that done in a nice dry fashion as last fall provided us. Other than that, we were able to do some conservation work, did some tiling work, and got all of our fertilizer applied that we were planning on. So overall, a pretty successful fall.
You know, that's the great thing about it. When you have it in your mind, the schedule, and it works out perfectly, it makes you say, hey, it's worth it. But going back to that tiling action, do you guys have your own machinery?
Yeah, for the most part, we do everything ourselves. We were able to apply our own dry fertilizer. We apply all of our anhydrous ourselves and just kind of keep it all in-house, I guess.
On the tiling part, I don't know if some people, they probably draw maps and map things out so that you don't hit them ever again. Talk about your preparation in terms of laying out the pathway for your record-keeping purposes.
Well, on the tiling side, some very accurate GPS equipment has made this project a lot easier over the past few years. We were able to get into some GPS equipment in 2012, I believe. That is, it's called RTK, and it's sub-inch accuracy. And it has just made the job so much easier. I can remember when I was younger, walking around with my father in a transit, and I'd walk out there, I'd take 33 steps, and I'd stop, and I'd, you know, show him the measuring stick, and then he'd write down numbers in a notebook, and then he'd come back to the house, and he'd, you know, for grade, but boy, the technology has sure made it a lot nicer.
That it is. Talk a little bit about the size quickly on the tile. Is it 5-inch, 6-inch? What are you looking at?
It varies depending on what you're trying to accomplish. We do an awful lot of 4-inch tile on 40-foot centers, and they call that pattern tiling or grid tiling, as some may call it. Trying to attack, like, larger hillsides. Now, if we are going up and down waterways, you'll put in a larger tile maybe to carry more volume and stuff. But it just kind of depends on the project you're trying to do.
That makes sense for sure. I'm talking with Corey Vandenhoevel for my edition of Farmer Friday this week. They're over at the Wapcheer area. Every winter time, farmers always got to tinker around, do some things in mechanical wise. What's going on in the shop?
Well, we've got a couple welding projects going on right now. We're making some new spray tanks for a tractor and getting ready to tear into our larger tractor and do a 600-hour service, which requires, you know, various different filters and fluid changes and a lot of different things there. I guess we've got some batting cage brackets we've got to make for the school here coming up, and just a lot of planning. Grain is moving on a regular basis. The market has been very rewarding over the last couple months, moved up quite a bit, and this week it's off a little bit, but overall been very rewarding, so we're moving some grain, and thank goodness, not pushing a lot of snow.
You know, that's the other side of the coin. You know, everything's got to work. And when there's no snow around, it makes it so much easier to haul that grain in the wintertime. That's for certain. Hey, talk a little bit about springtime moisture. I mean, we can't do a whole lot about it other than pray that it comes. But talk about that subsoil moisture and topsoil moisture that's going on there.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was just checking some tile lines here not too long ago, maybe a week ago, and the tile lines are just dripping. So I don't think we have an overabundance of moisture right now, but as us farmers, we're kind of greedy. You know, we don't really want it now. We want it when we want it, right? So we're really going to want it in June and July, but, you know, we'll take what we get, of course. But no, right now, going into spring, it looks like it could be a fairly drier spring, but that can change on the drop of a hat, too. But right now we have some moisture, not a overabundance though.
That's a good way to put it. How about changes going into the springtime in terms of planting? What is your percentages compared to other years in terms of how much corn and how much soybeans you're going to be putting in the ground?
Yeah, our corn soybean rotation or ratio, you might say, doesn't really change that much for year to year. You kind of gear up for what you do, and we don't really chase the market per se. If the corn is a little bit better price, we don't do a lot of changing. If you do change a lot of acres to just say corn on corn, there's a lot more changes that have to happen throughout the year than just planting. I mean, eventually you got to get the crop out, and so our ratios really don't change a lot. Kind of just stick to what we do, and it, somehow it all works out. Some other changes for the springtime, pretty well no-till all of our soybeans into stalks. We do a little bit of field cultivating in the spring when we plant our corn. One of the neatest changes we have coming to the farm this year is spraying fungicide and maybe some other things with a drone. If a lot of people went to the farm shows or open up a farm magazine anymore, it's very drone oriented, and so we're kind of excited to get one of those on our farms and start playing with some different products that way.
And that'll be interesting to hear about how that transpires and works in future events that we have here on Farmer Friday. I've been talking with Corey Vandenhoevel for my edition of Farmer Friday this week, and of course Farmer Friday here on KIIC is brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Corey, thank you so much for your information again here on KIIC today.
You bet. Thank you, guys.